It's time to take a break with Gene and Mary. Every weekday at noon Eastern Time, join us as we talk about what's on our minds. I'm really terrified right now.
Email I'm scared us too.
Contact Gene and Mary at gmail.com or interact with us on Facebook for your chance to win a free gift every week if you're still here.
If you survive. Warning, warning, warning. We got lots of warning signals today.
Warning.
The side effects may include jocularity, increased knowledge, and a great way to spend 15 minutes if you're not terrified and turn us off by the end of the show.
Yeah.
I have a word of the day.
So, yeah, word of the day was kind of scary. That's what got me.
Nightmare.
See, that's what I'm thinking. That got me going. Now it got me scared.
A nightmare is a disturbing dream associated with negative feelings such as anxiety or fear that awakens you. I had a nightmare last night, but it wasn't really that scary, but it was weird. Mm-hmm. I dreamed that my outlaw sister, who is, well, that's what we call ourselves, she is, and I were both married to brothers, so we were sisters-in-law. And now that we're divorced from those brothers, we're sisters outlaws. I dreamed that she and her current spouse and their son came to visit me frequently, and they've never been to visit me since our divorces. And I was lying on the couch sleeping, which I actually was lying on the couch napping with Kenny last night when I dreamed this. But she came in with this big heavy duffel bag, and she just put it on top of me and started unloading it. And I said, "Don't you see me here?" She said, "Yeah, I see you there, but you wouldn't move, so I just moved you." And I think that was about when I woke up. But well, anyway, dreams.
Well, what makes it a nightmare versus a dream? Because you said it was a nightmare, and then you said, "Well, it wasn't that scary." And I was thinking, "Well, so what do you think might make it? I guess scary."
Well, a nightmare tends to wake you up suddenly. And what woke me was her placing this bag on top of me. It was a heavy duffel bag, like a suitcase, you know, like you'd carry to spend the night with someone. Mm-hmm. But she didn't just bring out clothes and shampoo. She brought out, I think there were guns in it, and I don't think she's a gun person. But there were a lot of tools and heavy things in there that she just dropped on top of me like I was a table or the floor or the couch, you know. And she started unpacking, and all these things came out, and I'm like, what are you doing in my house? And she said, "I come here all the time, don't you know?" And I'm like, that was enough for me, you know, because I knew she'd never been to my house. But a nightmare typically are nothing to worry about, but they do bring up negative feelings like anxiety, and the sudden awakening is what gets you. That's why they're called nightmares.
I see. Okay.
Now, Barb did some research. Thanks, Barb.
Thanks, Barb. Definitely.
She did some research into something that could cause people to have nightmares. Some of them have caused nightmares for other people. These are the 20 deadliest animals on Earth. So, I have a list for you, Gene.
See, that's what was scary, because out of 20 of them, I'm probably around some of them and maybe don't even know it. So
I'm curious if man is on this list.
That's a good point.
And I don't know, because I haven't looked at the list yet.
We sure topped the.
I would think so.
Body count, if you will.
Well, what she's got at number one is a shark. Every summer we hear about shark attacks in the news, but the entire world only sees an average. According to research, sharks are number 20 on the list of 20, and the 20 most deadly animals. There's only like 6 human deaths per year from a shark attack. Sharks typically eat seals. They'll eat many other things. Did you know that the great white shark is afraid of an orca?
No, I didn't know that.
They're called killer whales because they kill with a... they have a herd instinct. They work kind of like wolves, and they circle their prey.
Yeah, yeah.
But they kill a lot of other kinds of sea animals, mostly seals. Sometimes they kill sharks, and
they can take out a shark and eat it.
Yes.
Great whites.
Yes.
Wow.
So number 19 on our list is wolves. Now, they are accountable for 10 human fatalities per year due to rabies, fear, or even being provoked by the victims. Wolves will attack humans, but typically they kill farm animals, and then the people get angry and they go out. I'm sure you've heard the story about the little boy who cried wolf, you know, the coming after the sheep. And that's why people are afraid of wolves, because they do kill their livestock. Number 18 on our list is jellyfish.
Now, jellyfish.
There's a specific one called Pacific sea nettles. They possess an extremely painful sting. However, they're not typically fatal for humans. Stings from species such as the box jellyfish can be deadly, and they do account for 40 human fatalities every year.
Wow.
And if you've ever stepped on a nettles weed, you know how deadly and painful this could be.
Yes.
The Portuguese man of war can be deadly, but they call it a gelatinous terror. Is not a true jellyfish, but it's a colony of smaller organisms.
Really?
Yes.
Because I've seen them floating in the ocean before.
Yes, I'm sure. Yeah, you see them all the time on the beach, and sometimes some beaches will have warnings. Portuguese man of war jellyfish have been recently washed ashore on some of our beaches. These have a painful sting, which in rare cases can be fatal. If you happen to be stung by one, please seek medical attention straight away. So you know this is British. Please do not handle them, and keep children and dogs away from the strand line. That's the little tentacle that comes away from it.
Wow.
Tigers are number 17 on the list. They account for about 50 fatalities per year. Especially in India, they have claimed lives, human lives. Mm-hmm. Attacks occasionally happen in zoos, and there was a fatality in 2007 in San Francisco. A Bengal tiger also famously attacked the magician Roy Horn of Siegfried and Roy.
Oh, I remember that.
It left him partially paralyzed.
Yeah, it was trying to protect him from, it loved him, was trying to protect him from something, and it grabbed a hold of him and it hurt him.
But yeah.
It was, I guess, something in the audience scared him.
And there was a teenager probably, in the Delhi Zoo in 2014 who was mauled to death when he either jumped into or fell into an enclosure where tigers were. Tigers, you know, you see them in the zoo and you think, oh, they're so cute.
They are.
And they're close, but that doesn't mean you can pet them. No. You've got to be very careful.
Well, you know, and I'm sitting here thinking about the sheer probability of the fact that they're naturally occurring in India, and the country of India has like, what, quarter of the world's population,
yes,
or something.
Yes.
So the sheer probability of tigers causing fatalities in that location where they are is pretty high.
Right. I would be very surprised if there are any fatalities in my house at this moment in time.
Well, yeah. I mean, most places there are going to be, yeah.
But this one surprises me. You know, I love bees.
Mm-hmm.
I know that we would die without bees,
sure,
pollinating the world.
Sure.
But bees are number 16 on the list.
Wow.
They actually account for 60 fatalities per year. However, inside this listing, they include wasps, hornets, and other flying insects.
Sure.
They are considered among the deadliest animals in the United States. These deaths typically occur because people are allergic already, and they succumb to an anaphylactic shock. They may not have an EpiPen. My mother was highly allergic to the red wasp, and no other wasp. Just for some reason, that one. But in some parts of the world, people seek out something called apitherapy, which is a practice that uses bee stings to treat conditions from arthritis to cancer.
Wow.
And they don't, they basically put the bee with the stinger on the spot that's affected, and they say it doesn't cause any harm to the bee. Mm-hmm. Number 15 on the list are lions. Now, we had tigers. Mm-hmm. Now, we've got lions. Curious if bears are going to be on here. Lions and tigers and bears. Oh, my. Lions account for 100 fatalities per year. They are predators, and humans would be easy prey. Reports of lions killing poachers and tourists is common. So, be careful where you go.
Well, you know, something I'm sitting here thinking about, most of these wild animals that... when people get attacked, most of them I hear about, they spit them out. That for whatever reason they attack them, usually not to eat them, but
right.
For another reason they spit them out. They don't like the flavor.
I've heard that and, humans don't taste too good.
Yeah.
And a buffalo, which is one of the lion's typical prey, is harder to catch than a human.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the humans, it's time and place. You're in the wrong time. You know, maybe you're near a mother. Well, 'cause the lioness is the one who hunts.
Right.
But if you're near her cubs, she's going to protect them.
Yeah, definitely.
Elephants account for 100 fatalities each year. Mm. They are herbivores, so they're not going to eat you. But if you agitate them, and I've seen pictures or videos of elephants that come across cars that start honking their horns at them in other countries. If the elephants are roaming wild or in your own safari or whatever, don't blow your horn because it makes them angry and they'll flip your car. And elephants do get into rages from time to time. In eastern India, humans and elephants have come into fatal contact because urban encroachment over the elephant's habitat. Mm-hmm. But also, people like to ride elephants, which is not common, not natural. Mm-hmm. And so if you've got a mahout who is training this elephant, especially using one of those pointy little, what they call bull horns, I think. There's a certain thing, a bull hook. That's what they call it, a bull hook. And they use that to cause damage to train the elephant. You know, every living creature responds to two things, fear, or three things, I guess, fear, pain, and pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times animals are trained with pain, unfortunately.
Well, I think so oftentimes that we don't understand that some of these animals have intellect, you know,
yes.
And they just want a little basic respect.
Yeah, right.
Like we all do.
Now, hippopotamuses are number 13 on the list.
Now, is it hippopotami or hippopotamus?
Hippopotami or hippopotamuses.
Okay.
They are both correct,
okay,
I found out.
Thanks.
I looked that up.
I always wondered, and I figured you would know.
I have a niece named Sherry who is crazy about hippopotami. And she's really crazy about the little hippopotamus called Fiona,
uh-huh,
who was one of the first born in a zoo, I believe.
Huh.
The hippopotami are very dangerous. They account for up to 500 fatalities per year. If you provoke them, you could get yourself hurt. Crocodiles, likewise,
uh-huh,
they account for 1,000 fatalities a year.
Wow.
They're very fast and aggressive and very dangerous to humans. Not everybody reveres crocodiles,
mm-hmm,
and like they do in some areas. There's a little village in Burkina Faso where the crocodiles are revered for leading women from the drought-stricken village to a hidden pond. But in Indonesia,
cool,
they will attack crocodiles just for no reason at all. Tapeworms, I'm not going to talk much about tapeworms, but they account for 1,600 fatalities per year.
Wow.
And there's another one called the Ascaris roundworm that accounts for 2,700 fatalities per year. And I recently had raccoons infesting my yard. And I knew because I could find their scat scattered all over the yard. And I called the wildlife people and they said, please don't touch it with your hands. It has roundworms in it. And it's very dangerous. The tsetse fly. Now, it seems like the animals are getting smaller and smaller.
Yeah.
As their danger increases. They account for 3,500 fatalities in the sub-Saharan Africa. And if you've ever heard of the sleeping sickness, that's what that comes from.
Wow.
And scorpions, they're not as small as a fly, but they're small. They account for also 3,500 fatalities per year. But some people actually eat scorpions.
Oh,
I don't want to.
No, I don't want scorpions.
No, I didn't know this. Freshwater snails account for 4,400 fatalities per year because they transmit a deadly parasitic disease called schistosomiasis.
S-C-H-I-S-T-O-S-O-M-I-A-S-I-S.
Schistosomiasis. Is most commonly found in Africa, Asia, and South America. And you don't have to see the snail to be infected. You just have to come in water, in contact with the water where they live.
Wow.
Kissing bugs. That sounds like fun. Kissing bug.
I don't know if they're deadly. Deadly kiss.
They're also known as assassin bugs.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they transmit the Chagas disease, which can account for 8,000 fatalities a year. And they're unlike other dangerous insects. The kissing bug is found in the United States. And apparently the bite is very painful. And most people who have Chagas disease don't know they're infected. But the chronic illness can cause digestive issues and heart damage.
Wow.
And in Brazil, it's responsible for a large number of stillbirths. Dogs, my dogs, favorite dogs, man's best friend, is deadly. If there's a lot that goes on behind it, but they can account for 17,400 fatalities per year.
Wow.
Now, a lot of this comes in other countries.
Right.
In the Philippines, a 4-year-old girl was mauled, and her grandmother was killed in Manila. And the veterinarian wanted to rehabilitate the dog. I don't know what the answer with that was. The sand fly, that's a tiny little fly.
Wow.
Can transmit a disease called leishmaniasis. These diseases are crazy. Comes in three main forms. I'm not even going to try to. They're just deadly. The last one is the hardest, but it's they account for 24,200 fatalities per year.
Wow.
And that's typically in Afghanistan or other sandy countries.
Mm-hmm.
Snakes account for 60,000 fatalities per year.
I wonder how many of them are people hurting themselves and killing themselves running away from them.
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea. Ah, I asked you and I got my answer.
Yep.
Humans are number two on the list.
Oh my.
They account for 580,000 fatalities per year. From shootings to car accidents to military actions, humans are responsible for more than 500,000 fatalities every year. So a lot of these are accidental deaths. But guess who's number one on our list?
Oh, I can't even imagine.
Mosquitoes.
Oh, yeah, okay.
830,000 fatalities every single year.
Wow.
Mosquito-borne illnesses such as malaria, Zika, dengue, fever, Japanese encephalitis, and yellow fever can all be dangerous. And well, you know what else is dangerous?
Yeah, I was just thinking about that as I looked. We've been so busy learning about these deadly things. I think I'm ready to go ahead and let everybody know that how much we are really glad that you took a break with us today. And we look forward to hearing from you online. Ask that you please visit beunique.org to check out all of our great shows.
That's BUNEKE.org. Bye, everybody.
Bye.